Blog Talk Radio.
I've been bebopping around the house with that all day long, so I really
Did you make it the ringtone on your phone yet?
Oh God! Oh, don't do that to me. I'll make it your ringtone.
I was kind of thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I'll make it yours. So, and BJ's, and
okay.
Maybe a few others, so that when you guys call, it'll do that.
It's because we use real phone talking so often.
This is true. Wow, it's 100 shows. Can you believe that?
Well, it's a little less for me, but it's 100 shows for you.
Oh, well, kind of, sort of. And hey, BJ's with us, right?
I am. I'm a little confused as to I started this Google Hangout to get kind of the video going, but there's quite a delay. So I got two headsets on. I'm called in on the phone, and this is not going to work. So I'm not sure what to do there, but I can see Lori and I can see Todd from Valpak. Hey,
okay.
Todd. And so yeah, there's a little bit of delay there, so that's I don't know how I'm going to manage that, but I'll try to stay on the video here,
okay,
and talk at the same time. So you guys just ping me there when if you got a question or something I can contribute to.
Well, wave to them for us. I'm sure they can hear us. Because I see them in the chat as well. So they're doing multiple platforms at the same time.
Well, what needs to happen is that either Blog Talk Radio needs to start a video element, or you just do the whole show on the Google Plus Hangout.
You had called in to, did you call in to Blog Talk Radio via the Hangout?
No.
So maybe, no. I was wondering if you dialed in from the Hangout, what would happen? Well, no, we'll have to test that one night.
How do you do that?
Well, on the Google Hangout, you can sort of like call a friend. Don't you see the, and I don't have it on my screen, but there should be a button to where you can dial someone into the Hangout. Now, it may not be a feature with part of the Google Air, but I think it is.
All right, I'll look into it.
Hey,
I love the new music, by the way.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's pretty geeky.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I don't know, Skylar, if you're listening in tonight, you're going to have to press 1 so that we know that you're on the line, and we'll let him join us, or anybody that does want to join us has to press 1 and let us know that they want to be part of the show. So AK's been doing some homework, and she's got some fun geek stuff.
Yes, they have quite a lineup. So, and it was super hard to pick, and as I was going through my list of geeky.com sites that I finally landed on was using Pinterest to keep all of them together. I'm going through and I'm like, wait, where's this one? Wait, where's this one? So I added a whole bunch more that I knew we had talked about that I hadn't added to the board yet. So maybe one day I'll have
to. Are you guys able to hear the show there? Is it delayed for you?
Mm. Are you talking to us or your Hangout folks?
Sorry, Deb.
I just want you to know, BJ, you might just have to identify who you're talking to. Say Hangout and AK and Deb. Now he's going to not talk to us at all. Oh, funny. Okay, so we've been having some fun this week with contest, not our own contest, which we're going to have here in a little bit, but contests that we've been participating online. And AK, I think you know you're going to take the prize for that. How many have you actually subscribed to, or I don't know, what do you call it?
Well,
how many contests are you participating in right now?
I honestly don't know. And see, I got this silly idea in my mind that I would just enter lots of them. And some of them you can actually enter daily for the duration of the period. So for those, I just bookmark them in my browser. So, like, I'll take a 15-minute timeout from doing actual work, and I'll just go through each one, and I'll just enter them and enter them and enter them. Because I figured my chances of winning one might be really slim for that one, but if I enter a whole bunch of them, then I have to win something.
Well, you might, and we're both trying, and you're more diligent than I am, we're both trying to go to that conference, and you just, you know, go onto their page and you tweet it. And,
oh, yeah, the content, what is it, the content marketing one or something?
Yes, content marketing, and I think it's going to be in Ohio?
Yeah.
In September.
I could totally drive there, so I was like, if I could just win a ticket to it,
right.
I would drive.
Yeah, I can't drive there. I am going to open up a caller. And if we're lucky, it's going to be Skylar. So hold on a second. Let's see. So, oops, it's not going to let me open his phone. Huh. Oh, Skylar, are you with us?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now. How are
Perfect.
You?
Doing great.
Okay. So you heard us talking and you heard the music play. And
I did. It sounded great.
We really do like it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty geeky, but I need to stop listening to it because now I'm starting to try to, you know, talk geek talk. my husband thinks I've lost it.
Oh, well, he might be right. I'm just kidding.
No, he's right. So thank you. So we're talking about the different contests. Yesterday I was listening to a Blog Talk Radio show with some really social media heavy hitters, Chris Brogan and Becky McCray, lots of folks who are on all the time who really are geeky and get all this stuff. But don't you know, AK, and I know I was sending you messages about this, darn if they didn't have a lot of Blog Talk Radio issues. The technology was just not their friend. They couldn't get their callers in. They kept dropping so they were co-hosting, and they would drop each other, but they'd have to cover. And I'm listening, and I'm thinking, okay, it's not that Blog Talk Radio does not like Social Geek Radio. It just has issues sometimes, and you have to work around them. So I need you to know it's not our fault.
Well, you know, that actually did make me feel a lot better because when I did that small business chat with Melinda Emerson, I was talking to her kind of co-host, Ty Goodwin, and she does a Blog Talk Radio show, and I was talking about it, and she's like, I've never had a problem ever. And I was like, what? Are you serious? No, how is that possible?
That's not possible. So, yes. And they had said that they have done 200 shows, and I think they had said that like 50% of the time they have issues. It's like, okay then. We haven't had that many. 50% of our 100 shows have not been a problem. So we're still on top of things. But I was listening to their show, and they were doing book giveaways. Their book is Small Town Rules. Small town. Yeah, it's about small marketing in small towns and that whole marketing concept of social, whether you're a small town or you're a big town like Houston or New York, all the rules apply. And they wanted us to tweet, you know, we want to win a book. So it's like, I'm tweeting it. I want to win. So if anybody saw my tweet yesterday, yes, I was saying, please, I want to win a book. And then I got a message saying, you won. So, yeah, you really can win at these things. And then we have one of our loyal listeners, Lisa Johnson, who goes by Computer Explorer. She's currently in an online contest trying to win a trip to the ISTE conference. And she's been tweeting like crazy and putting in Google Hangout and everywhere. Not Google Hangout, but Google Plus, trying to win tickets. And if you follow Computer Explorer, you will see that she's posted the link to where you can go, and it's based on votes. So you have to vote for her to win.
I did vote for her, too.
Yes. I think a lot of us have voted. So I think she's only down to the last couple of hours of voting. So
Very cool. Well, I wish her luck. Good luck, Lisa.
So, Skylar, have you participated on online contests before?
I'm trying to think of one time. I think I did one contest with my PNC Bank, and I got, like, a $25 gift card. But, no, I haven't really done too much of that stuff. I've been a little bit too busy with outside of the social web life to really do it. I haven't been tweeting so much. I haven't really been blogging or anything in the past like, couple months.
But now you, how many blogs do you subscribe to? I remember when you were a guest on the show and you had told us it was an insane amount of
blogs.
Yeah,
I mean, I still read through Google Reader, you know, hundreds of blogs at this point, to tell you the truth, just so many of them. I haven't really been able to contribute to mine. Even simple stuff like Twitter has been really kind of been getting to be a chore lately. I have to really try to refocus and maybe do something like allocate 5-10 minutes a day to just check in and see what's up.
We've missed you. I've missed your tweets.
No more
definitely.
Yeah. See, BJ said too he's missed you, but that's all right. We're
Skylar,
connected on
how we
Facebook.
Yeah, just extremely busy, too busy.
So, BJ, how's the hangout working out?
It's okay, as long as you mute one or the other, both your ear, you know, what you're hearing and what you're saying. It's not so bad, but Lori and Todd are hanging out so we can see each other. We're figuring that out. So, hey, Sky, good to have you on the phone. Love the new music, man. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was really fun to make. The female vocals are my girlfriend, Jessica Rosevere. I'll give her a little shout-out. We kind of collaborated a little bit on it. She laid down some vocals, and it came out pretty well.
Yeah, it's cool. I really like it. Did you see, now, everybody that is listening, because we're going to play a little trivia here, we also have a really cool prize to give out tonight, thanks to Dana Lopez. He made us our own koozie, and that the koozie idea came from AK.
Who doesn't love a koozie, right?
Who doesn't love a koozie? I know. They're so cool. So they're on the Facebook page of Facebook, Social Geek Radio on Facebook, so you see a picture of the koozie. So, Skylar, we're going to make sure that we send one off to you and one to BJ just because you guys are you're so cool.
Sweet.
I just posted a picture to the koozie from Twitter into the chat room so people can
see
them and watch it.
Look, go to the Facebook page, BJ.
Where is Dana? That was my question.
Oh, Dana's in the he's in the chat room on Social Geek. So, I don't know. I guess he didn't want to do the hangout, but he's in the chat and he's tweeting.
Okay, yeah, so if somebody wants to join the hangout, BJ, they can just go to your Google Plus page and join.
Yeah, they have to be in my circle, or I can invite them. So you'd have to shoot me their email address, and I can invite them. Otherwise, it wouldn't let me do a public chat, or I'm sorry, it wouldn't let me do a public hangout for whatever reason, and I haven't even started the broadcast, and I'm not archiving it at this point, so if it gets good, I guess I will.
Oh, we have to get better, AK. He's saying so far the show is a dud.
No, nothing to do with you guys.
I just wanted to make sure, you need to clarify that.
It's fine. We know we're off, and we won't take it personally.
Now, BJ, do you want to hang up from the number that you've called in now and try to call in via the Google Hangout? The only thing is I'm not real sure what number will pop up in the dashboard. We love to test things on air. Oh, no? Okay.
Well, I might try it. I'm still trying to log into the chat. You know how much I love Blog Talk Radio.
I know. I know it's one of your faves.
It is. One of my favorite sites.
His face. All right, we're going to throw a trivia question out there. So, and
right. I'm going to post it on Facebook.
They could have cheated. I mean, I'm not going to tell everybody now where these questions and these answers are, even though it's been hanging out
there
for a little
while.
You
kind of gave it away completely in your links on the show?
Probably, maybe. So just have to see how close people will pay attention. So, we've had guests, lots and lots of guests, and there's no way we could mention everybody, but we do put it on the Facebook page in a lovely Wordle clip art or infographic, whatever it is. Would you call that an infographic, AK, the Wordle?
It gives information and it is a graphic, so sure.
I thought it was.
Well,
Abby,
yeah.
Abby Fink, who was our guest way long ago out of Arizona, called it an infographic. I was like, sure, yes, I like that.
I think that qualifies.
I think it does. So cool.
Let's get information.
Cool. I now know how to do an infographic. So we had a guest who was very irresistible himself and liked to share. He shared all the tricks on how to delight customers and how to create a very likable brand. So we need, let's see, let me go back to the chat. Who, and let's see if everybody that's listening that's in the chat, if they could post who they think that guest was. Nope. Oh, AK's posted the, yes, Dana Lopez has the answer.
Ding, right. Ding, ding.
He was fast. And then Laurie posted what Dana said. So in the Google Hangout, did we have someone, well, I guess the same people that are in the chat are in the Hangout.
Yes, that's helpful.
Oh, that's helpful. So we might have a winner there. So I guess we should announce who the winner is, or who the guest was. It was Dave Kirpin. Dave Kirpin.
We should set some rules here. You can only win one time.
No.
Oh. Yeah, because then Dana's going to steal them all.
He's going to, well, that's true. So maybe he can, and he, you know, he listens to all the shows, so he should know all these answers. And he played in the trivia last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right there.
Yeah. But I'm trying not to watch the chat because talking about the rules. And Dave's book really is good. Likeable social media. And I would suggest anybody that is involved with social media that they pick up the book. Dave is also on Google+. In fact, he was, what do you say? He plus me earlier today. He chatted via Google+. And he's got the Likeable University going on. He's got a lot of stuff out there and a lot of good content.
Okay.
And they're expanding their business model internationally as well. So they have other likable media kind of franchises, if you will, in other countries around the world now. It's pretty crazy. Mm.
Pretty cool. Now, you went to some of his Likeable University sessions last week, 2 weeks ago in New York?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. I got to catch the keynote of the Hero guy. Geez, now I forget his name.
I can't think of it either.
Yeah, so, which was kind of cool. I got to see Dave. Good stuff.
I like Dave. He was one of my favorite guests on the show.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like everybody, but he was one of my favorites.
Okay. All right, so let's go to another question that we have here. This guest, and we should do this like Jeopardy. So there's another rule, and we just wing these rules, is when they reply with the answer, they have to reply in the Jeopardy, you know, Twitter 140 characters.
Like
how you would answer Jeopardy. Like, who is? Or okay. So which guest published how you can market on Twitter and accomplish this only an hour a day? And this name's hard to say. Probably hard to write too. So let's see. I don't see an answer yet in the chat. Twitter marketing an hour a day. Do you have an answer in your Google Hangout, BJ?
Todd says it's impossible.
Yeah, I didn't know what he meant. What do you mean it's impossible?
Maybe how much
do it in an hour a day?
I'm kind of with him on that one. I might have to read the book.
It's not impossible. You know, but you know what the IK we could do is, and I'll tell you who the author is in a minute. You could actually, I mean, when you do a tweet, it takes you how many seconds?
Well, it depends on what to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
how thoughtful
post.
Are you being? How thoughtful are you being about what you're saying?
Well, I mean, you knew you were going to tweet a couple times that we had Social Geek Radio, so that took you a couple seconds.
Yeah, you got to get links, and you got to, you know, there's, you know, just depends on the quality of the tweet. How about that?
Okay. Well, Hollis Thomases, who wrote the book, Twitter Marketing an Hour a Day, I remember when she was writing it and tweeting how difficult it was to try to write this book, and then I've talked to her since then, too, and with any social media book, she added a lot of links. They go dead, or the content changes because of just of the nature of social media. But it's still a good book, and it's still out there, and I think it's on one of the number one list.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's cool. She's near you, AK.
I know, and she and I have actually exchanged emails quite a few times about scheduling to meet in person. And it just hasn't happened yet, but I need to get back in touch with her.
She's right there off of the interstate. Very small town in Delaware. Oh, my God, I know the name of it, but it's escaped me on the water there. So, cool book. Now, BJ, I think you have a trivia question you want to throw out there.
I do. I do. I don't even know if you'll know this one, Deb. when we first started Social Geek Radio, whenever that was, 100 episodes ago, we talked about different things, and then we decided, well, we're going to review some books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what was the very first book that we reviewed?
Wasn't it John Maxwell?
Okay. I'm putting on the video. Well, what was the name of it there, Marty?
I know. But am I right? It was Maxwell's book, right?
Yes. It's called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect.
That's right.
It's about communication, of all things. So, yeah, good book. John Maxwell, good stuff.
And that's what started us on this whole author gig. I actually didn't count up how many authors we've had. We didn't have John on the show, but how many authors we actually had on the show.
I feel like one of the first shows that I listened to, you were doing a book review too. Something about a mirror, does that ring a bell?
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Hazlett's book.
Yeah,
yep.
That's it.
Mirror Test.
What was that called?
Mirror test. Yeah, actually, the Computer Explorers team read the book, and then Jeff had come out to Northwest Forest for a print conference, and I got to meet him in person. And I've seen him now a couple times. I know, BJ, you just saw him at IFA. He's a character.
Yeah, in person. Well, he's alive.
He is. So we've got lots of people that are joining us here on the chat. If anybody has a trivia question, they want to try to stump the host tonight, go for
bring it.
Yeah, bring it on. And Skylar's in there.
Stump the host. There you go.
All right. So another trivia question that was on the Blog Talk Radio show. Oh, I love this one. Which guest is always joyful about baths? And I will say this guest is really the only one the first person I know that used Twitter for contest. And what she does is every Wednesday she does a contest throughout the day to win her bath products. So Laurie won. Laurie just posted it, but Laurie didn't post it in the form of a Jeopardy question, Twitter in 140 characters.
Yeah, and so the winner needs to, she's not on the phone. Isn't there some kind of song or something that goes along with that?
Goes along with?
Something about bath day.
Oh, I'm not singing it. You know, BJ. You had her sing it on the show. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to sing it.
Laurie's singing it in the chat. No, 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 no.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, it's Rochelle Rowland, and her Twitter handle is Joyful Bath CO, or for Joyful Bath Company. And on Wednesdays, and that's how I ended up meeting her, is that somehow I started following her. Oh, and I won. So I have won more than once. Participated in her contest during the day, and what she does is she lists her Joyful Bath products and says, you know, the 10th person that tweets, I want some Joyful Bath salts, oatmeal, whatever, oatsy floatsy, you'll win them. And I tweeted it, and she sends me a tweet. She said, okay. And within 2 or 3 days, I had my bath salts. So you never know when you participate in these online contests if you actually, if they're really legit.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I've won a lot of stuff online. I feel like my chances are pretty good.
Yeah. When you've won with the clout now, too. You're getting the perks.
Oh, yeah, I get clout perks, yeah. I got some cool stuff from clout perks, actually. But you should get some, too. You have higher clout than I do.
You know what happened?
I heard.
Go ahead, Vijay.
No, I heard, I saw something funny on Twitter today. Somebody said they dreamed about, they had a dream, they were dreaming, and they dreamed about clout, that their clout score was over 100.
Isn't like the only person who has a clout score of 100 Justin Bieber or something ridiculous like that?
Probably.
I feel like I read that somewhere.
It probably is, I don't know. But yeah, and what happens with the perk is that you'll get the message saying you've got a perk, so you've got to go claim it. And by the time I go claim it, it's like I'm waiting for them to go, wrong.
Yeah. Like, sorry, this clout
okay,
is
we've
cool.
Managed to get 5 people in the Google Hangout now.
And,
I just have everything muted. I'm just listening into in a different way and also in the chat. So seems to be working out okay.
Oh, good. Very good. And so did Lisa Johnson get into the Google Hangout? I see that she's trying.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Well, cool. All right, let's do another question because we're soon going to have to geek it out. I think I have another question. Ooh. This one is, which guest wrote, and this is a good book, Location-Based Marketing for Dummies? Well, they're all good books. We talked about this last week. And I have yet to meet him in person, and he's right in Austin.
Well, you're going to need to get on that.
I know, I need to get on that. And I'm watched.
So there's actually 2 co-authors.
Yeah, 2 co-authors. And, BJ, you did the What the Tweet video with the other co-author, with Schneider Mike, didn't you?
Schneider Mike.
That was funny to watch.
So you just gave away one of the answers.
I know. I don't keep secrets, and I give things away.
Aaron Strout is the other name.
Yes. He's pretty cool.
Cool guys. Really smart guys.
Yep.
Hang out with smart people. that's the secret.
Well, yeah. I mean, isn't it, you know, you don't have to be the smart person. You just have to know smart people.
Well,
that's how it works,
something.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hopefully you learn something.
That works for me.
Cool.
Okay, so I've got one last question. And AK, you met this person for real.
For real.
For real.
Awesome.
This person, this guest, is not an author that I know of, but I was thrilled when he was on the show, and I was so amazed that he told us that he actually geeked out a VW bus to blog his way to CES in Nashville, and I got to take a picture of the bus.
That's a hard one.
And he actually, I didn't even know about PodCamps until I started following him, and he does the PodCamps, which is social media day events where I got BrainCamp from. He does them in Nashville. So he's pretty cool. And if anybody's not following him, they should. So who is it, BJ?
Let's see. His name's Dave, right?
Yes, it's Dave Delaney.
Dave Delaney, that's right.
Dave Delaney.
Dave Delaney.
And he used to work with Griffin Technology. And he's
Griffin, yeah, and now I guess he's got his own thing going on now, but he is the man in Nashville to know if in you know, for everything web. And he goes way back as far as been a blogger for a long time and just is a real veteran as it relates to social media, if that exists. So, yeah, Dave Delaney, really cool guy out there in Nashville. I got to meet him through the social media club out there in Nashville.
Cool. Yeah. So, did you go to one of the social media? Did you go to one of the pod camps, or you just went to a social media club meeting?
We actually hosted. We actually hosted a tweet up, or actually a social media club at our location, Tasty Light location in Nashville. Had them all out there. And did a little presentation for him. We did a best swirl contest. I want to say Dave won. So you guys know what that is.
Yes.
The whole best swirl contest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of fun with that. And that's how I got to meet a bunch of people from Nashville in the social media club. And actually, so it's a great way to get connected with the local community there with, anyway, the people that are, you know, involved with social media is just either attend one of their events or host one,
mm-hmm.
or just sponsor something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get involved with the social media club here in Houston, and I know, AK, you're really trying to start one in Baltimore, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. The one in Houston is active, and they have quite a few members. And I went to a social media breakfast a couple weeks ago, and that's where I got to meet Katie. Escape me her Twitter handle, but it's really cool stuff. So,
yeah, I wanted to do one of those deep breakfasts because the site where you can like sign up to do one for your city, and you can use their website. So I applied to do one for Towson, and it got set up, but there's a couple of details I needed to iron out. I actually need to follow up with that to see if I can go forward with it.
Cool. We have somebody on. We've got a lot of folks that are listening via the phone, so I'm going to try to open up the right phone line here.
Oh,
and
just open all of them.
No.
Come on. Brave. Be brave.
No. You know, but that person may not want their phone line open. So I think I have opened up Cindy Perkins' phone line. Cindy, are you there?
I am here, yes, and I'm enjoying it very much, although I'm too ignorant to play the trivia game.
Cindy, I see her phone line pop up on the dashboard every week, as we have certain folks that are always in the chat room, some that we know love to listen on the internet, and we don't really know until later that they've listened. But Cindy's little 281 number is always there, and sometimes she's tweeting questions. There's not tweeting questions. She'll text message questions to me so I can give them to the guests. So it's nice to have you on the line.
Well, thank you. And I agree. Every show I send Deb text messages like, hire this person. Where can I meet them? You know, this is great information. Last week, I just was totally enamored with the whole social media and nonprofits. And I have my nephew and his wife both work for nonprofits in Memphis. So the whole time I was sending them messages, tune in, this is for you. So it was an especially good show. I, of course, enjoy them all, but I really thought last week's was especially unique. It was very fun.
That was okay. She found that. Now this is the first time I think we have people in the chat, and it's Dana and Wendy, that are saying hi to people on the phone. So, Cindy, they're sending their hello messages to you via the chat.
Dana's on the Hangout, and he's talking to other people while we're sitting here. Started asking who he's talking to.
I got
my, you know, a message on Gmail from BJ, you know, that the Hangout was going on. It was like, my computer is so filled with junk that I don't dare even try to do that. I will just crash the whole idea. So, but I like doing all the different media angles for the show. It's cool.
I think we've got it all going. I really haven't looked at Facebook. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Google, the chat, the phone. Okay. So, okay.
I have our questions posted on the Facebook page. So for people who didn't get to listen to the show and they stumble across our page, they have a chance to win one of our awesome koozies.
Cool.
And then I've been tweeting out the questions and answers.
Oh, yeah.
So we're covered.
We're covered.
We have a couple of people tweeting along, which is fun. So.
Well, and everybody that is listening live, I think we should just go ahead and send them a koozie. So I'm looking at the chat, and I see people that I know. I see Brooke, and I see Greg, and I see Dana, and Laurie, and Todd, and Little Bird in the chat. I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, so I apologize. But and a couple of guests that just have guest numbers, if somehow they get a message to us via the Facebook page, with their address, we'll send. Oh, I see it's Sarah. Hi, Sarah, in the chat. We're happy to send a koozie off to them.
I think we need a word from our sponsor. the sponsor of the koozies.
Well, but he's nowhere. He's in the chat.
Well, at least he needs to put a link to his business or something on there so that we all know.
Yes.
Where that came from.
Yeah, so it's Mango Tree, and I see that he's typing. So make sure that I get it's mangotreebrands.com.
And what does that? And what does Mango Tree Brands do?
He does promotional items, pens, shirts, stickers. He did QR codes, right?
Yeah.
He did some
really?
QR.
That reminds me. I pitched him some ideas for some shirts. So Dana, I'm coming after you.
Hmm. He says he does everything.
Support Dana and Mango Tree Brands.
Yes.
Cool.
Now, Skylar did some really cool music. Is Skylar, are you going to want to, branch off and do some other Blog Talk Radio intros for folks?
Well, I guess if I'm going to put the song up for download on SoundCloud if anybody wants to grab it after this episode. So, if you want to do that, that's fine. Knock yourself out. I'm not sure why you'd want it, but if you do, that's great.
Well, we need to play it again. We need to play it again here for Geek It Out, I think, because maybe some people didn't hear it at the beginning.
That's true. AK, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
The kind you listen to with mother. Social media.
I think that is so cool.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I did was I compiled a list of my favorite Geek It Out sites as well as the ones that some of you guys shared with me. So I thought instead of putting them all in here individually that I would just, we'll say them out loud when I do them, but I'm also putting a link that is a link to all of the links right now into the chat room. So anybody who's in the chat room can just click on this link and it will bring up actually one of the Geek It Out sites that I was going to share is the one that I used for this. So you'll be able to see all the links. So that being said, I guess I will talk about that one first. And that one is called Type With Me. And it's really sort of a virtual document collaboration tool. So that it can sort of just, it has its own unique URL. You can share it with people and you can work on brainstorming together. It can just stay up. The link will never change. And as many people that want to participate in the document creation can. And then each author, is given a unique color. So you'll be able to see who is making edits and things like that. So for everybody who just got the link to this, it was bit.ly/geekitout. If you have sites that you want to share with us that aren't on here, you can go ahead and add them in, and then we can talk about them on future shows. And I see BJ is looking at the list, so thanks, BJ.
You can tell who's looking at the list?
He just said BJ is here.
Oh. Because I'm now on the Facebook page trying to post the link for us. And
well, I have to tell you.
Oh, I see that.
The one of the, I think, most fun ways that I've used this site is my mother is not on Facebook. I know it's probably shocking that a mother of mine is not on Facebook, but she is not. So I, for her birthday last year, I was like, well, you don't get the whole people going to your wall and wishing you happy birthday and making you feel special all day. So I created a Type With Me document, and I posted the link on my Facebook. And I just said, you know, it's my mom's birthday, so all of you friends and family who, you know or want to know my mom or, you know, or want to wish her a happy birthday, go to this link and you can do it. So I pulled it up on my laptop at her house so she could come look at it and see it updating as if she had her own Facebook wall. So that was fun.
Cool.
Yep. All right. So let's see. What else do we have here? Screener.com, the first one up here. Is screener.com is definitely one of my favorites. It's the one where you can create an up to 5-minute screencast that will capture all of your movements on the screen as well as your voice. So I use it to do short little tutorials, or if I just need to show something to somebody who asks me a question, and it would be easier than typing out an explanation. And the other nice feature about it is it's a one-click upload to YouTube. So you can create short little demo videos of whatever you want to do on your screen. There is a pro version where you can pay to get more than 5 minutes if you wanted to. Let's see, another one from the list. Let's talk about Click to Tweet. ClickToTweet.com. Click to Tweet enables you to type out a tweet, and then it gives you a URL to it, such that if somebody clicks on that URL, their Twitter will be populated with that predetermined tweet set by you. That's what I use when I do my PowerPoint presentations that I upload to SlideShare, so that people can essentially tweet right from my presentation, because I'll just grab a Twitter button, a picture of a Twitter button, and I will hyperlink it to that Click to Tweet link, so that when people do that, somebody just deleted the whole list of sites. So now I don't know what the rest of them are.
Oh, no. Who did that? I didn't do it. Somebody went to type something. So can they hit undo real quick?
Do Control Z.
So whoever's...
Undo on there. It wasn't me. Sorry.
There we go. You don't know, and if we do know, we won't tell on the air who that was. Oh, gee.
No one's going to admit to that.
They're not going to type anything else now.
I know. Everybody's going to be scared to touch it now. All right. Well, another one is, this one got a lot of votes from Dan McDonald, and Deb likes this one. And I would probably like this one, too, if I ever traveled anywhere, which I haven't recently. But anyway, it's CoastGuardOnTheRun.com, and it's an app. There's an iPhone app and an Android app. And it's pretty much the premise of you are somewhere, and you take a picture, and then you can have it sent as a real snail mail postcard to friends, family, whomever. So.
But I don't do it just for traveling. I did... 3 last week. I sent one to my daughter, one to my son, and one to my own mom, who doesn't do any of the social stuff, because my mom's always asking me to print a picture and send it to her. It's like, Mom, I don't print pictures. I mean, Cindy Perkins prints pictures. I don't do that. I keep them on my phone forever. So I just occasionally send pictures of the grandson off to family members. I love that app.
Now, you know what?
Yeah,
I've never
similar.
Used it. So is the price that you pay the same as if you just stuck a stamp on a postcard and put it in the mail, or do you pay a little bit more for the service?
The whole thing cost me $1. And you know what? for a buck, it was well worth it. And you, you know, I, all I do is I do it on my phone.
Cool.
2 seconds and it's gone. Mhm.
I use Postino for that.
Postino.
Postino is another one that's real similar to that. So I was with my grandmother and took a picture and of us, and then right there on my phone just said I'm going to send this to you as a postcard. And she got the postcard. She just loved it. It was great. Of course, she's not on Facebook online at all, but she loves getting something in the mail. So there you go.
Awesome. You know, I just Googled Postino, and the first thing that came up was Postino Wine Cafe. So I was like, are you sure you're talking about the right love of your life there? okay, so another one that, let's see. Well, we can talk about Wordle.net because we sort of already talked about it, but it bears repeating. That was what Deb used to create our awesome graphic, infographic with the names of all of the guests that we've had on the show. So you can, what is it, you can put the words in manually and it will create it, but can't you also put in a website URL or?
BJ, you would know that. I don't know.
Yeah, you can paste in all kinds of stuff there. I'm not sure what it lets you do.
Yeah, you can put a URL of a blog feed, or any other web page, and it will create it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorites. And then you can adjust it, and you can choose different colors and the kind of the font and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then so here's what I'd like to use it for, other than the infographic kind of element. What you do is, let's say you're doing some writing, right? And maybe the theme of what you're writing is supposed to be one thing, or what you think you're writing about, or the central idea of what you're writing about is one thing, but then you paste your text into Wordle, and like the prominence of certain words tells you that you're kind of off on your central idea. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So basically you're kind of off, and maybe the focus of what you're writing is more about something else, and you have, certain words appear so many times that you're like, hey, that's not what I'm trying to write about. Maybe you need to reconsider, you know, your writing there.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, I forget about that. And actually, BJ, I think you mentioned that when you first shared Wordle.
Yep.
Forgot all about that.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. The next one that we'll do is, Deb, why don't you share your favorite with everybody?
Because you know I'm going to tell the story.
I like the story.
Okay, so today I did Google Fight. I mean, I remember Google Fight. I think it's, and AK, I think it's one of the first ones you shared when you first came on.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, all I could really do the Google Fight with, and it's just googlefight.com, was to put in Computer Explorer's brand and another brand, and then just watch the two people duke it out to see who has a bigger presence on social media. Well, today for fun, I did two different Google fights. I did one with Deb Evans fighting AK Stout, and AK won, and then you won by a landslide. Then I decided to do Deb CE fighting AK Stout 18. And I should have taken a screenshot of it. I was just shocked because I won by a landslide. And there's just, I'm sorry, there must have been something wrong with it. But
no, it's because you tweet so much. Did you see the number of tweets you have compared to the number of tweets I have?
Oh.
Well, you totally out-tweet me.
Which I can't, but I guess I do. So, yeah.
Well, you've also been on Twitter longer than I have.
Well, I think that's what it is because I've been on Twitter longer. So, because in a day, you can out-tweet me.
Some days. Most days.
Yeah, but that is a fun one, and I use that if I'm presenting to brands as you would, trying to show the brands where they are on social media. But I love showing them where their competitors are, and of course check it out before I do the presentation, and they're blown away by that graphic to see like, oh my, look at that, our competitor is like way up there. It's like, yep. So it's cool.
Yeah.
It's one of my faves.
Very good. All right. Well, Dana, one of Dana's favorite ones that he sent me was onemorecheckin.com. And that's the one that tells you sort of how many check-ins you are away from, I think it's from getting certain badges on Foursquare. So it'll tell you, you click on a badge and it'll tell you basically what you need to do to unlock it and essentially what will you get with one more check-in. So that one's fun for all the Foursquare peeps out there.
We have a bunch of Foursquare peeps listening in tonight, too.
You know, I've kind of, I don't know, I've kind of got, not that I've gotten bored with Foursquare, but it's just, I find myself only checking in places where I want people to be able to find me. Like, if I'm just going out and I've crawled out of bed and my hair is all messy, I'm not checking in Foursquare. Like, I don't want any of my Foursquare friends that live near me being like, oh, I'm there too. Do you want to meet for coffee? And be like, no. So I just don't check in on Foursquare.
I love your pictures when you're at Starbucks and they've written mayor on your cup.
Well, you know what was really cool about that is this morning when I went in, they have a poster on their bulletin board that says beginning June 1st, and I think it's June 1st or the 10th or something, for each check-in at Starbucks, they're donating $1 to the World AIDS Fund or something on Foursquare. So I saw that, and I took a picture of it, and I posted it on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. I go up to the register, and the guy goes, oh, he's like, because you're the mayor here, did you see that? I was like, yes, I saw it. I just took a picture. And then I'm sitting outside, and one of the employees actually was outside, and he goes, oh, hey, since you're the mayor, did you see it? I'm like, yes, I got it. I tweeted it, I Facebooked it, I Foursquared it, and I Instagrammed it. And he's like, okay, good, good. So I'm holding my mayor duties.
That's right.
Yeah. So they were funny. And it was my dad who was the one who to tell them that I was the mayor, though. They were not on top of it, but he let them know.
Oh, you should have, well, I was going to ask you if you had a parking place, but you walk there, so.
Yeah, we walk there. But we have been trying to have them save a table for us. So with using my mayorship clout.
So BJ, to
have a reserve table.
If I'm the mayor at Tasty, do I get a special prize?
It depends. Promotions or the offers vary by location. So yeah.
Cool.
So I think two real interesting things here in the recent past here. So they just on Facebook, I don't know if anyone aside from me noticed, if you're a Facebook page administrator, they have added some management roles or some roles to the administrative users on Facebook pages. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did that get turned on?
Like today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this morning.
Yeah, and there's another one where that I haven't seen this one yet on my own, but I read about it, where you can schedule posts right from your page to go out at a later date.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
I haven't seen the other thing was Google Place pages are now Google Plus local pages, something to that effect. So that's another recent change for a pretty big one for Google, I think. So that should be interesting to see how that works now that local search results for a particular business will be obviously still in the search, but they will be Google Plus local pages instead of Google Place pages.
Well, I really like it too, because if you go to the local section, when you're in Google Plus, if you now click on the little thing that says local as one of your navigation menu items, you can see all of those places. And I guess, I don't know what my search is, it pulled up my location, and I guess I'm surrounded by restaurants because I could see all the Zagat ratings of all the restaurants near me, and that was really neat.
Is this on your mobile device?
No, on my computer.
I may be the only person here who has it, but I have a ice cream sandwich Google phone. I have the Galaxy Nexus, and if you can check into places on Google Plus with it, but it's got a cool little leaderboard and you get points and stuff, very, very similar to Foursquare. It's pretty nifty.
Hmm. And I might get somewhere with that.
I haven't even seen one of those phones.
I'm still lusting over the Droid Razor Max, and nobody wants to just give me one like I've been requesting. So all those people who try to steal socialgeekradio.com from us, if you feel bad about that and want to send me a Droid Razor Max, I will gladly accept it, and you'll be my new best friend.
Just saying.
All right, so shall we do another Geek It Out tonight?
Yes, we still have time. We've got about four more minutes.
Another one I think that's been a favorite of many is brandmymail.com. That was the one where you get pretty much hooked up. I haven't told anyone about it who has told me that they haven't been able to hook it up to their email. So I believe it works for Outlook, all the webmails, lots of different ones where you can essentially create a template for your emails, where you can have your signature with your picture and all your little social icons, but then you can also pull in tweets, you can pull in Facebook posts, you could even have a YouTube video, there's a Pinterest button for it now, and you can decide whether you want these objects to be at the bottom, the side, the top, what have you, so that every time you send an email to somebody, they could potentially, you know, like your Facebook page or follow you on Twitter or if those types of things are important to you. So I love that one. And then, let's see.
I'm looking through here, too. One of the ones that I like, I don't think you've mentioned this one yet, is the visible tweets.
Oh, yeah.
I like that for conferences as well.
Yeah, visibletweets.com. Yeah, so I did the Social Geek Radio one.
Mm-hmm.
I posted that a little while ago, and that is cool because I love how that looks. The tweets, you can actually change how the tweets sort of fly onto the screen. But, yeah, basically you can just put in a hashtag or a keyword and sort of just it's this automated visual sort of spinning of the tweets. So, yeah, like Deb was saying, if you have a projector at a conference, you could sort of just have that off to the side. And everybody could see the tweets, which looks a little bit more interesting than just the solid stream as if you use TweetChat or something.
Yeah, and you and I and BJ and some of our listeners have done TweetChat before when we've done conferences and had the tweets presented on a separate screen during the presentation. Then it's really cool. I'm anxious to really try the visible tweets and see how that looks. So maybe the next IFA, BJ, we need to throw that one in there.
Right.
All right. We'll do one last quick one.
You may want to mention Bottlenose. I keep hearing about that, and Todd has brought it up as well. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes. Bottlenose, you can basically hook in a lot of your sites. So what is it? I know you can do your email inbox also. Well, I guess it depends on which email. I might be wrong about that. But I thought I hooked my Gmail up to it. But Twitter, Facebook, I don't know about other ones. And you can get constant streams of these. And it pulls tweets and things that it thinks that you want to see sort of out of the noise of your regular Twitter stream. I haven't used it too much. I just worked with it like a couple days, so I could have that all completely wrong.
It's pretty cool. Well, the Blog Talk Radio operator, that lovely person that she is giving us our countdown that we have to hang. We have to close up the show. We've got some really great guests coming up in June, AK, don't we? You've got next week someone from Yelp.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. And then after that, we're going to talk about managing virtual teams with Justin Brackett and a few other guests after that. So our chat room's Yang Boo operator. I agree. We could continue. So, BJ, did you record the Hangout?
I did not.
Okay. That's
basically
okay.
Because there was no conversation happening there. It's
yeah.
all on the phone, so
okay.
I did not.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I think our chat room is so full, I can't see how many folks are in there, but we've got well over 15 or so, and we've got lots listening online and on the phone. And thank you, Skylar and Cindy and BJ and everybody that could join us. Should we play the music one more time, AK?
Let's do it.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
The kind you listen to with mother. Don't show me, don't show me, don't show me.